Just about an hour ago, Pope Benedict made a quick greeting to attendees of a conference on the Second Vatican Council being held by Italy's Catholic Action. He was on his way back from Rome's Spanish Steps, where after donning a dark red cape against the damp chill of the Roman early evening, the Holy Father made his first traditional papal visit to pray before a statue honoring Mary under the title of the Immaculate Conception. While there, he repeated the themes he talked about at a Mass earlier today in St. Peter's Basilica. The Mass also marked the 40th anniversary of the close of the Second Vatican Council. During his homily, the Pope said that a Marian framework surrounded the Council and provided a framework for its entire journey. Mary, he said, is so interwoven with the mystery of the Church that she and the Church are inseparable, as she and Christ are. The Holy Father then talked about what he calls the mistaken notion of personal freedom. He said that man nurtures the suspicion that God, at the end of the day, takes something away from life, that God is a competitor who limits our freedom, and that we will be fully human only when we have set him aside. He continued by saying that there emerges in us a suspicion that the person who doesn't sin at all is a boring person, that something is lacking in such a life, the dramatic dimension of being autonomous, and that the freedom to say no belongs to real human beings. The Pope said this attitude of reserving freedom against God is seen as good or even necessary, but he points out that looking at the world around us shows that this is not true. Evil always poisons. It does not elevate man. It degrades and humiliates him. Therefore, the Pope said, only the man who entrusts himself entirely to God finds true freedom. Therefore, thanks to God and together with him, the person becomes large, divine. He truly becomes himself. After the Mass, the Pope recited the Sunday Angelus from his apartment window overlooking St. Peter's Square. He urged the people there to overcome the temptation of a mediocre life made of compromises with evil. He also took the occasion to greet pilgrims in English.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at today's Angelus. On the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we recall the marvels of God's grace working in human history and the purity of Mary's love that knew no sin. In a special way, we pray today for all mothers. Through Mary's intercession, may they foster love and holiness in their families. Upon you all, I invoke God's abundant blessings of strength and joy.